Mr.Mr/erotica. The title of this post is God Bless New Neighbors. Sit back and enjoy the story.
I couldn't believe how quickly things escalated from a quick hello to pure hardcore porn level insanity. Here is what happened. I've been living in this building for about 2 years now. Half the residents are owners, like myself, and the other half is comprised of renters, mostly college and grad school students. This morning, I found myself in the laundry room. They say you're not supposed to be going into public areas now, like laundry rooms. But in my building, we don't have a choice since none of us have washers or dryers in unit. So, there I am, putting in some laundry when two absolutely unbelievably gorgeous women come in. They could not have been older than 20, and when they saw me, they got anxious and started giggling. I tried to play it cool, since I'm 36 years old. The urge was there to not be seen as the older, creepy, weird guy. So I just turned and smiled at them. They smiled back. They were both around 5'5". One was rail thin with tiny, tiny tits. The other was kind of curvy with C-cup sized tits. They were both Latina. Sorry, the skinny one said as they squeezed behind me. No worries, I said. Are you guys new to the building? The curvy one said. I'm Kyle, I said, extending my hand before realizing we were living through the age of coronavirus and there was to be no handshaking. Oh, sorry. Elbow bump? They giggled. I elbow bumped them both. Annie, the skinny one said. Carly, the curvy one said. Annie and Carly, welcome to the building. Thanks, they both said, and then burst into giggles. Do you, like, know how to use this machine? Annie asked. Yeah, I said. What's up? We, like, don't, I laughed. They laughed. Okay, so just dump in some detergent, I said. And then, I mean, like, we know how to do laundry, Carly said. Just like, how do we pay? Oh, I said, laughing. Don't you have a laundry card? Oh, Carly said. A card? Fuck, no, we don't have a card. Well, you can buy one from the machine over there, I said. Just use a credit card. Oh man, Annie said. All that shit is upstairs. Here, I said, sliding them my card. You can use mine. Oh, but like, how can we pay you back? Carly asked. Don't worry about it, I said. With that, they smiled and started loading up the washer with their clothes. I think they must have shared a laundry basket. They just both reached in and took out handfuls of panties and t-shirts and crammed them into the washer. It's panties day, Annie said, flinging a G-string at Carly. Gross, Carly said as she took the G-string and chased Annie around the laundry room with it. I watched, laughing until Carly flung the G-string at Annie, who ducked. And just like that, I was wearing a G-string on my head. They both went quiet. They both stood, frozen with fear in the laundry room until I turned around and looked at them. They were fighting back laughter as I reached up and picked the G-string from my head. Who does this belong to? I asked, smirking. Annie twirled her hair and chewed on her bottom lip. That'd be mine, sir. Sir? I asked. Call him Daddy, Carly said. Sorry, Daddy. Can I have my panties back now or do you want to keep them? And sniff them. Carly's eyes popped and she shot her friend a glance. Annie looked back at Carly with a seductive smirk. You want to come upstairs with us? Annie asked. Sure, I said, tossing Annie's G-string in my washer. Her eyes popped as we went upstairs together and into their apartment. The door hadn't even closed and Annie began to strip her clothes off. Carly followed suit, so I joined them. Make us do stuff, Carly said. All right, I said. Bend over, Annie. Annie bent over and shook her tiny cute little ass in my face. I could see her bald pussy lips from behind. She spread her cheeks and flashed me her asshole. Slap it, I said to Carly. Carly whacked Annie's ass. Now you bend over, I said. Carly bent over. She had thick thighs and a big round booty. Annie stood up and looked at me with a sparkle in her eye. She waited for her orders, but she was reading her hand. Do it, I said. Annie whacked Carly's ass. It jiggled. Now spread her cheeks, I said. Annie spread Carly's ass cheeks and looked at me with her big brown eyes. Awaiting instructions. Eat her asshole, I said. Annie bent over and ran her tongue from Carly's pussy to asshole and back down. Now finger her pussy, I said. Annie slid a finger into Carly's wet cunt. It's so wet, Annie said, giggling. Make her lick it, I said. Annie pulled her gruel-coated finger from Carly's wet cunt and held it out in front of her. Carly wrapped her lips around Annie's finger and sucked it clean. Carly, I said. Yeah, Daddy? Carly asked. Sit on Annie's face. Annie smirked and got on her back. Carly, facing me, squatted down over Annie's face. Annie went to town, immediately sucking her clit and licking her asshole. "Go down on Annie," I said. Carly leaned down and began to eat out her friend, 69ing. I watched, my cock throbbing as they ate each other out. Annie's pussy was dripping wet. I walked around to the other side and looked at Annie, who was vigorously eating Carly's dripping pussy. Annie's face was wet with Carly's juices. They moaned and pleasured one another as I walked back around to the front. Carly looked up at me and smiled. "Annie," I said, "rub your pussy while Carly sucks my cock." Carly wrapped her lips around my cock and began to suck me off without hesitation. Annie fingered herself with one hand and rubbed her clit with the other. She began to moan and squirm while I pumped my cock down Carly's throat. Annie began to orgasm. "Don't stop sucking my clit," Carly purred. Annie resumed eating Carly's pussy from the back until they were both squirming and moaning and coming. "Both of you," I said, "on your knees." I walked over to a chair in their living room and sat down. Both of them crawled, naked, their pussies dripping, over to me. Annie took my cock and sucked it for a moment before passing it over to Carly, who gagged and drooled all over my cock. They swapped my cock back and forth for a while, sucking, coughing, choking, gagging. Soon, their tits were slathered in saliva. They were giggling, laughing, pushing each other deeper and deeper down my cock. Carly retched and leaned back. "Spit it on my face," Annie shouted. Carly leaned forward, opened her mouth and drooled a huge puddle of saliva out of her full mouth directly onto Annie's face. My eyes popped as they made out, slobbering all over each other, slurping up their saliva, spitting in their faces. I stood up and grabbed Annie's head. "Hold her head in place," I ordered Carly. Carly held Annie's head as I relentlessly fucked her throat. Her eyes watered. Her cheap mascara ran down her cheeks. I rammed my cock down her throat. You could see her throat bulge. I pulled my saliva-coated cock from her throat and slapped it across Carly's face. "Bedroom," I said. "Both of you get doggy style." The girls ran to the bedroom, facing the mirror in the room. They were doggy style. I walked up behind them and entered Carly first, pumping my cock in and out of her cunt. I moved to Annie and fucked her cunt, 10 pumps in each. Their pussies were incredibly tight. I pulled my cock from Annie's pussy and walked around to the other side of the bed and jammed it down Carly's throat. She retched and gagged, drooling uncontrollably all over the blanket. I grabbed Annie and dragged her face into the spit puddle and pressed her face into it. She blew bubbles and slurped and spat the saliva back into Carly's face. "You," I said to Annie, "ride my cock." Annie got on top and began to bounce up and down as fast as she could. "Sit on my face," I said to Carly, who straddled me. "Make out," I shouted. They Eiffel towered over me, making out while I ate Carly's pussy and Annie rode me. After a while, they swapped positions. I ate Annie's pussy while Carly rode me. I couldn't get enough of their tight cunts, but I was desperate to come. "Lie next to each other," I said. They both got in bed and rubbed their pussies while I crawled over them and stroked my cock as they made out. And then, I emptied myself. A powerful 10 ropes of cum splattered across both of their 20-year-old faces. I kept emptying myself until I was trembling. They continued to masturbate until they both brought themselves to climax. Annie writhed. Carly buried her face in the crook of Annie's neck as she rubbed her cunt. I stood, watching, catching my breath until they both looked up, their faces awash with thick cum. "Wow," I said. "Yo, I like this building," Carly said. "I like it too," I said, laughing. "And I think our laundry is ready." Annie said. "Since our faces are covered in jizz, do you think, like?" "I got it," I said. "But one last request. Slurp the cum off your faces and swallow."
Thank you for enjoying our podcast. If you feel like you want more of it, make sure to subscribe and be delighted with 5 or more episodes daily. Enjoy.